20 minutes later, Ed and Ryan appeared, Ed with an actual picnic basket. Oh, Luce. He gazed around in dismay. I hadn't realised it had got this bad. I'm not sure I'll feel safe eating in here.
People eat in fields, I pointed out. Like places where cows shit. No cows have shit in my flat.
Are you familiar, Sweet Pea, with the term damning with faint praise? Did you come here to help or to take the piss? He shrugged.
I thought I'd try a bit of both.
A rumble outside heralded the arrival of Priya, her girlfriend, and her pickup truck. I mean, the rumbling was the truck. Her girlfriend was scary in other ways, what with being a legit grown-up and everything. By the time all five of us were crammed into my front room, surrounded by the detritus of the last 5 years, I was feeling pretty epically low. Well, I made a helpless gesture. This is my life, and I wish I hadn't invited you to come and look at it.
You know, said Priya, I'd normally say something mean, but you're so pathetic right now. It wouldn't be satisfying.
Her girlfriend, whose name was Teresa, but who I had a hard time thinking of as anything but Professor Lang, elbowed her in the ribs.
That's still mean, dear. You like me when I'm mean.
Ryan shooed at them gently. I'd tell you to get a room, but as we can see, there isn't any.
It's not that bad.
Professor Lang picked up a sofa cushion and then put it down again very quickly. I lived in worse in my student days.
Luce is 28.
I could always count on Priya to boost me up when I was down. Well, to my surprise, Professor Lang shot me a mischievous smile.
Considering that when I was 28, I was lying to my husband, denying my sexuality, and pretending work would solve all my problems, I don't feel in any position to judge.
I stared at them both. I have no idea how Priya wound up with someone so much less of an asshole than her.
I'm a tortured artist, Priya shot back, and I'm fucking incredible in bed.
Now, how do we tackle the pile of unadulterated skank you call your home? There was a humiliatingly long silence. Then Ryan spoke up unexpectedly.
We prioritise things that need to be thrown away. Recycling, over there. He pointed to a moderately empty corner.
Waste over there.
Another point, another corner.
Electronic stuff on that table. Then Priya, Luce and Teresa will go to the dump, while Ed and I start on the dishes. By the time you get back, we'll have enough space to go through the laundry.
Clean.
It was pointing time again.
Dirty whites, dirty colours.
From there, we'll regroup and start on the surfaces.
We all took a moment to remind ourselves that there were some jobs Ryan was scarily good at.